Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara of Kof Mem Tes. Our Gemara brings down the following shayla: Iboy hu macher kol nechasav mahu. Zimnin Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Mamad Chizer. Vezimnin Omer Mamad Einei Chizer. Our Gemara goes on to say, "Vloi pligi hade isnu azuzi beinayu hade parinu bechayvai." Now, before we explain pshat in the shayla of our Gemara, and before we explain pshat in this, our Gemara differentiates between isnu azuzi beinayu and parinu bechayvai. I would first like to remark to the following machlokes harishinim that we find in our sugya. In the Ritva, and so too we find the Bekveger in Simon Reish Nun Sif Yud Beis brings down from the Tshuva Sarashba. The Ritva and the Rashba both explain that only by Matana were they Mesakin Divrei Shchiv Miakeksuvin Ukemesurin Damya. On the other hand, by Mechira, there was no such Takana. And for that reason, if a Shchimria will make a Mechira, in order for a Shchimria to make a Mechira, he will need to do a Kenyan. Bedvarim Baalma, Shchimria will not be able to sell all his Nechasim to someone else. As Ritva says, "Shaitiknu demakne ba'amira ba'oma el b'matana mishum deshaviua kirusha." In other words, Ritva understands this, that amira works by shchemira is because shaviua kirusha, and for that reason, only by matana does one have shaviua kirusha, not by mechira. And for that reason, one has to explain this, that our Gemara has a shayla by mechira is referring to a case that they made a kinyan. Now, here one has to understand according to the shita of the Ritva, who explains that only by Matana do we say that by Mira Ba'alma Sagi, since only by Matana do we have Shavio Kirusha. If so, how are we to understand Pshat in this Rav Gemara before in the Avkof Mem Ches and Abayis has a Shal by Hefker? If Hishchemi was Mafker Kol Nechasev, do we say him Omar Chayza or not? V'chayr by Hefker, one cannot say Shavio Kirusha, and since one cannot say Shavio Kirusha, for that reason, one should not be able to have the parasha of Matana Shchemira. And so too one can ask on this, our Gemara before has a shayla by Hektish. If a Shchemira is Maktish Kol Nechasav, if we will say Ma'amad Chayza or not, V'chayr by Hektish, one cannot say Shavuot Kirusha. So to explain Pshat in the previous Gemara as far as Hefker and Hektish, V'chayr one can say, as he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Memches, that the Ritva understands this, our Gemara is a shayla by Hefker and Hektish, is not based on Matna Shchemira, but rather the Hefker and the Hektish of the Shchemira are regular Hefker and Hektish. And the entire Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila, if the Hefker and Hektish were made al Tanai or not. And so too we find in the Ritva that the Ritva explains this, that the Gemara before is a Shaila by Hefker and Hektish, is only a Shaila as far as if we will say him Omad Chayza or not. But if he is not Omid, he will not be able to be Chayzer from his Hefker and Hektish, since the Hefker and Hektish are Chal Mechayim. The Hefker and Hektish are Chal from the time that he was Mafker and from the time that he was Maktish, since this, that the Hefker and Hektish are Chal, are not based on Mount Neshchemir, but rather there is a regular Hektish and Hefker taking place. But now, one has to understand Beshitas HaRashba, as he mentioned before, Kivega brings down from the Tshuvas HaRashba, that by Mechira there is no halacha manash chimera, and by Mechira we will not say that the Vishchimera are keksuvin ukemesurin, and therefore by Mechira one needs to make a kinyan. In our Shir and Daf Kuf Memches, we mentioned that the Rashba understands Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara by Hefker and Hektish, that what is taking place is a matnash chimera, and the Hefker and Hektish are chala achar misa. And for that reason, al atzad of the Gemara before, that we will say Mamachizer by Hefker and Hektish, that the Hefker and Hektish are first Chal Achamisa, so too we will say that he has the ability to be Chizer from his Hefker and Hektish even without being Omad. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba, Vachir, the Shita of the Rashba is as follows. This that the Rashba understands, that by Mechir one does not have the Halacha Man Hashchemira, is not because the Halacha was only said by Matana, and not by anything else, since Kirusha Shavu Rabbanon, but rather the halacha man the Shchemira applies across the board. To whatever Shchemira does, one can apply the halacha of Matna Shchemira. This, that the Rashba understands by Mechira, we will not say the Shchemira are keksuvin ukemesurin, is because the Rashba understands that since the halacha the Shchemira keksuvin ukemesurin is based on Shoyti Taref Daite of the Shchemira. Shoyti Taref Daite does not apply to Mechira. And therefore, if a Shchemira made a Mechira, we will not say that the Shchemira are Keksuvin and Kamesunim for that reason. If a Shchemira made a Mechira, he can only make a Mechira with a Kenyan. This Machlekes between the Ritva and the Rashba, that the Ritva understands, that one only has Alacha, the Rishchemira Keksuvin and Kamesunim only by Matana. Since the way Devesh Chimera works is because we say Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon. And the Rashba argues and the Rashba understands that Halacha Devesh Chimera will apply across the board. Is a fundamental Malchikas as far as how to understand this, our Gemara says Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following Maisa. Isser Giura, have we traced her Alfa Izuzi Beirava? Ramari Bere Hirase Shalibiktusha Lidase Biktusha have we? Ube Rav Hava, Amarava Heichinik Ninura Morila Hani Zuzi, Ibi Rusha Labar Yerushahu, Ibi Matana Matna Shchemira Kirusha Shavior Abonon Kalecha de Ise Birusha Ise Bimatana, Kalecha de Leise Birusha Leise Bimatana. Now to explain Pshat in this role of Kalecha de Leise Birusha Leise Bimatana, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ritva explains this, that we say Kalecha de Leise Birusha Leise B'matana, is because the way Matnas Chemira works is because we consider as if there is a Yerusha taking place. As Ritva explains that Hanochen Shuras Hadin de Matnas Chemira Dwe Kanye, Dwe Gomra Elo Laachar Gemar Misa, V'ein HaMesim Nesnin, V'chachomim Teknua Kadei Shaleiti Tarf Daite Olava Sua Kirusha. Uki uze roi li yorshe, ki alide mishmosh nachla kol Yisrael ru'uyim leirish ze. And for that reason, the Ritva goes on to explain. This, our Gemara says, kolecha de leise birusha leise b'matana, that one needs both the nesin and the makabo should be ise birusha, since we consider as if Yerusha is taking place. In Tesis, we find that Tesis argues, and Tesis explains, this, our Gemara says, kol ise birusha ise manash chemira, and called the Leise B'Yerusha Leise Manash Chemira, is not referring to both the Nesin and the Mekabel, but rather it is only referring to the Nesin. As Taisha says, Nir Lidim Mohoyu Ger Bonim Isa B'Manash Chemira Afo Gavda Mekabel Ger, Dawa Nesin Hu Di'ika Kepeda V'loi Al HaMekabel. In the Miri, we find that the Miri brings down from the Ravid, that the Ravid explains, called the Ise Birusha Ise Manash Chemira, and called the Leise Birusha Leise Manash Chemira, is only referring to the Mekabel, that in order for Mekabel to be Zeche Manash Chemira, one needs that he should be Ise Birusha, but it is not dependent upon the Nesin. In the Rif, we find another Mahalch as far as how to explain Pshat in the Gemara. The Rif explains Pshat in this, our Gemara says, Kolhecha de Ise Birusha Ise B'matana, Kolhecha de Leise Birusha Leise B'matana, is not a general halacha as far as hoches manash chemira, that in order to give a manash chemira one needs to be ise birusha, but rather it is a special halacha as far as this case of iser giyur that he was giving to his son. And since he was giving a matana to his son, by a matana to one's son, even if the son is not royally yerusha, but still what is taking place is this, that he is coming to be meirish to his son. And therefore we will say kolhecha de leise birusha leise b'matana. From the Rif, one sees the following tremendous chiddush, that by Matnash Chemira there were two separate takanas. There was one takana, as far as the case that someone gives a matana to someone who is not benai, and as far as such a case, what is taking place is a regular matana. And we will not say Kirusha Shavir Rabbanan, for that reason one can give a matana to any person, even to someone who is not royally Yerusha, and so too even someone who is not royally Yerusha can give a matana. But as far as B'nai is concerned, where Rabbanim were Mesakin is this, Rabbanim were Mesakin, that there is a Yerusha taking place, and there is no Matana taking place. And for that reason we will say, Kirusha Shavior Rabbanan, and therefore one needs that both the Nesin and the Mekabel should be royally Yerusha, since there is a Yerusha taking place. That is how the Rif explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again the Ritva understands, this our Gemara says, Kirusha Shavior Rabbanan, is a klal in Hilchas Matnas Chemira, that by Matnas Chemira what is taking place is Yerusha, and for that reason one needs that both the Nesin and the Mekabel should be royally Yerusha. The Nesin should be royally Lahirish, and the Mekabel should be royally Lahirish. On the other end, the Rif understands this, our Gemara says, Kirusha Shavir Rabbanan, is a special halacha as far as a case when he's giving a matna shchemira to his child. Only in such a case will we say that there is a rov kolhecha de yisei b'yirusha yisei b'matana. According to the other Rishonim, who explain that the rule of kolhecha de yisei b'yirusha only applies either to the nesen or to the mekabel, then the rule of kolhecha de yisei b'yirusha is not because there is a regular yirusha taking place, and therefore one needs to be yisei b'yirusha in order to have matna shchemira, but rather a banu mesakin, that since matana is taking place achar misa, for that reason Rabbanu were only mesakim on the shchemira by someone who is either roi lahirish or someone who is roi lahirish. But what is taking place is not a regular Yerusha, just since it is being chal achar misa, for that reason Rabbanu were mesakin a tzura ke'en Yerusha. Now getting back to the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ritva that we mentioned before, that Ritva understands that halacha matna shchemira only applies to matana, not to mechira. Since we say kirusha shavior abonon is ritva, Shitasi understands that by matna shchemira there is a regular yerusha taking place, and since there is a regular yerusha taking place, for that reason only by matana can we say that there is a regular yerusha taking place, and for that reason by mechira one has to make a kinyan. This that the Rashba argues, and the Rashba understands that halacha matna shchemira applies across the board where everyone has a svara of shoiti tarif daitai, is because Rashba Shitasi understands this argamar says kirusha shavir rabbanon does not mean that one needs both the nesen and the mekabel should be royal yerusha, but rather as Rashba explains this that one needs kirusha shavir rabbanon is only as far as the nesen is concerned, since we do not say that there is a regular yerusha taking place, but rather rabbanon were just mesaken manash chimria which is chala chamisa, only if the person who is nesen is roi lahirish. This, if the person is roi lahirish, itself is enough to be considered yisei b'yirusha. To have the halacha matna shchemira can be explained that if someone is roi lahirish, then we see his koyach in the moment even la'achar misa. And since we see his koyach in the moment even la'achar misa, for that reason one can have a matna shchemira even la'achar misa. But again, what is taking place is not a regular yirusha. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that halacha matna shchemira applies to hektish and to hefker as well. In Rav Haigoin, in Sefer HaMekach and Shari Yigimel, we find that Rav Haigoin explains that one has the halacha matna shchemira even by mechira, and even by mechira one can make a mechira even without a kinyan, since even by the mechira v'shchemira we will say the v'shchemira are keksuvin u'kemesurin. And for the reason of Haigoin goes on to say that Heicha Shemachoi Reuven Levi, I nasne shtar chayv zeb manna shchemira shuv eina yachol yorshay sharuven limcho. In other words, we apply the halacha manna shchemira to mechira as well. This Rav Haigoin understands, we apply the halacha manna shchemira to mechira as well, is either because Rav Haigoin understands this Ragamar says kirusha shavir abanan, is not because we say that there is a regular yerusha taking place like the shita of the Ritva, but rather kirusha shavir abanan just means to say that Rabbanu were mesakin that one needs a roi l'yerusha, and the matna shchemira is only said by someone who is roi l'yerusha, ke'en yerusha, or one can say that Haigoin understands, like the shita of the Ritva we mentioned before, that this argamar says kirusha shavir abanan is only as far as one's child is concerned. If one gives a matna shchemira to one's child, then we will say kirusha shavir abanan. But as far as the matana shchemira to someone else who is not benai, then we will say that what is taking place is a regular matana. And for that reason, the halacha matna shchemira applies to mechira as well. This Rav Haigoin argues on the Rashba, and Rav Haigoin understands that we apply the halacha de v'shchemira to mechira as well. And we will not say that since by mechira one does not have the chshash of shoiti tarif daitai, for that reason by mechira we should not be able to say de v'shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin, is because Rav Haigoin understands that even though the Iker Takana of the Rishchimra Keksuvin Kemesurin is based on the Chshash of Shoiti Tarif Daitai, but now Rabbanu were Mesakin that by Shchimra we will say the Rishchimra Keksuvin Kemesurin across the board, and we will say the Rishchimra Keksuvin Kemesurin even where one does not have the Chshash of Shoiti Tarif Daitai. That is the Shita of Rav Haigoin in Sefer HaMekach. Now getting back to our Gemara again, our Gemara is a Shaili Boi Lomacher Kol Nechas of Mahu. And our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Yehuda Meravim Amad Einoi Chayzer, V'zimnin Amar Yehuda Meravim Amad Chayzer. And our Gemara says, "Vay pligi hade isnu azuze beinayu, hade parino bechayvay." In the Rishonim, we find a number of mahalchim as far as how to explain this. Our Gemara differentiates between isnu azuze beinayu and parino bechayvay. In the Rashba, we find that the Rashba brings down Mishem the Migash the following Mahalach. The Migash explains this, our Gemara says, V'hoi pligi ad isnu azuzi beinayu ha depinu b'chayvi. Our Gemara means to say as follows, D'bay isnu azuzi beinayu l'alach ez einu chayzer da havelei kemishayir. D'o kaimulon, d'bekuhu metaltli have shir. Avo pernu b'chayvi einu shir v'chayzer. In other words, the Migash explains this, we differentiate between isnu azuzi beinayu in parinu b'chayvi, is because by Yisno Azuzi Beinayu, it is considered a matna shchimira b'mektas, since he has Zuzi left over. And for that reason, we apply the halacha matna shchimira b'mektas, that am amad einai chayzer. On the other hand, by parinu b'chayve, then one will have the halacha matna shchimira b'kua, that the halacha is am amad chayzer. In the Rashbam, on the other hand, we find that the Rashbam and other Rishonim argue. And the Rashbam and other Rishonim explain this, or Agmar differentiates between Yisno Beinayu and parinu b'chayvei, is this that by isnayu b'inayu the halacha will be im amad chayzer. On the other hand, by parinu b'chayvei the halacha will be im amad einay chayzer. The Rashbam explains that by isnayu b'inayu the halacha will be im amad chayzer. Do hachi shavkinu im emayd mechol yachzirim. From this that he left the money over, one sees that his das was im emayd mechol yachzirim. In other words, the reason why we will say im amad chayzer is not because one has the regular umdana of matna shchemira, but rather it is because of the fact that he kept the money that itself is a raya that his das was lachzar. And one needs to prove that his das was lachzar, otherwise we will not apply the halacha matna shchemira bekua im omar chayzer. So again, we have machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rimigash. If by mechira one can apply the halacha matna shchemira bekua, we will say im omar chayzer or not. The Rimigash understands that by Mechira one can apply the halacha matna shchemira b'kua, and we will say Mamad Chayzer, based on the halacha matna shchemira b'kua. On the other hand, the Rashbam and other Rishonim argue, and the Rashbam and other Rishonim understand that by Mechira we will not apply the halacha matna shchemira b'kua. And for that reason, in order to have the halacha Mamad Chayzer by Mechira, one needs this no beinayu, because only then we will say Do'ahachi shavkinum emayd mechol yeachzirim. Now, to explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim, one can explain Pshat as follows, that the Machlokes HaRishonim is dependent upon the previous Machlokes that we mentioned before. If by Mechira one can have the Parsha of Matna Shchemira, as we mentioned before, the Ritva understands that by Mechira one does not have the Parsha of Matna Shchemira. On the other hand, if Haigoyin and Sefer HaMekach argues, and if Haigoyin and Sefer HaMekach understands that even by Mechir one can have the Parsha of Matna Shchemira, based on that Machlokes, one can explain Pshat the Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rimigash as follows. This that the Rimigash understands, that the difference between Isnu Uzuzi and Parinu B'chayvei is because only by Parinu B'chayvei do we have the Halacha Matna Shchemira B'kua. On the other hand, by Yisno Azuzi, it is considered Matna Shchemira b'miktas. That is because the Migash understands, like the Shita of Rav Haigoyin, that by Mechira one can have the Parsha of Matna Shchemira. And therefore, when the Shchemira sold all his Nechasim, we will apply the Halacha Matna Shchemira b'kula, and therefore the Halacha will be Im Amar Chayzer. And for that reason, by Yisno Azuzi, that it is only considered Matna Shchemira b'miktas, the Halacha will be Im Amar Einai Chayzer. This that the Rashbam argues, and the Rashbam understands that one needs Isnu Azuzi in order for us to say Mamad Chayzer, because then we say that by Isnu Azuzi he is Megala Das, that he wants to be able to be Chayzer on his Mechira, is because the Rashbam understands by Mechira one does not have the Parsha of Matna Shchemira. What is taking place is a Mechira. We do not see that what is taking place is a Matna Shchemira. And since what is taking place is a regular Mechira, for that reason, the Halach of Mamad Chayzer is not dependent upon if it is considered a matna shchemira b'kula, or it is only considered matna shchemira b'miktas, but rather the halacha of im omar chayzer is dependent upon isnu azuzi, since then one has a gilui das that he wants to be able to be chayzer from his mechira. That is a chayr pshat in the machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rimigash. In the Rashba we find that the Rashba explains pshat in our Gemara with a third malach, and the Rashba explains like the Shita of the Rashbam, that the difference between Isnu Azuzi and Purnu B'Choyvei is because by Isnu Azuzi, then we will say Mama Chayzer. On the other hand, by Purnu, the Allah is Einoi Chayzer. The Rashba explains this that we say, that by Isnu Azuzi, the Allah is Mama Chayzer, is similar to this that we learned in the Gemara in Ksuvus and Nafsadi Zayin Imad Aleph, that the Gemara says, Zavin Voy Itzdrichu Azuzi Chayzer. In other words, the Rashba explains this that we will say Mama Chayzer, is not because the Mechira was al Das Misa, but rather this that we will say Mama Chayzer is because he did a Mechira al Das that he will need the Zuzi. And since he did not need the Zuzi, for that reason we will say Im Amad Chayzer. That is how the Rashba explains Pshat in our Gemara. Again, from the Rashba one sees that there is no tzad for us to say that the reason why Im Amad Chayzer is based on the halacha man lashchim rabakua, but rather the halacha of Imam Chayzer is only based on this that we find in the Gemara and Ksuvus, that zaven voitzchich leizuzi chayzer, which is again the Rashba or Shitasi who understands why Mechir one does not have the parsha man lashchim rab, since there is no chash of tiraf hadas, and for that reason what is taking place is a regular Mechira, and for that reason the halacha, the one is allowed to be chayzer, by isno azuzi, is only based on the Gemara and Ksuvus, that the Gemara and Ksuvus says, Zavan voitzchich leizuzi chayzer. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following shaili boy, luhu shchimira shahide mahu. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following raya, toshma de isr gura hawe tracer alf leizuzi beirava. Ramori bere hiras heish lebiktusha leitas lebiktusha hawe. Ube rav hawe. Amarava heichin ekninu ramori lahani zuzi. Ibi Yerusha, La Bar Yerusha Hu. Ibi Matana Matna Shchimira Kirusha Shavio Rabbanon Kalecha De Ise Birusha. Ise Bimatana Kalecha De Leise Birusha Leise Bimatana. And Rava goes on to explain that other kinyanim will also not apply. Our Gemara goes on to say, Mask Varvika Berei Darvami Amai V'Leidi Iser Dalein Zuzi Dramarinino V'Kninu Baidisa. Adahachi nafa kaidisa mi bei iser ik bidrava, amar kamagami tainasa le inchio maf sidili. So our Gemara proves on the mice of iser giura that the ida of ishchimura works. Now, as far as how to explain pshat in the shail of our Gemara, of ishchimura shahide mahu, we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishainim. The Rashbam explains pshat in the shail of our Gemara as follows, that the shail of our Gemara is a shaila. Do we say that one has a regular Haidah's Paldin, or do we say that he was Maideh Shaloi Laspiyah's Banav, and therefore one does not have a Haidah's Paldin? And our Gemara proves from the case of a Segura that Haidah works, that from there one sees that the Haidah is considered a regular Haidah's Paldin, and we do not say Shaloi Laspiyah. And even though by the case of a Segura, one cannot say that the Haidah was Shaloi Laspiyah's Banav, since he was being made that the money belongs to Amari himself, but still one can say that his kavana was shalei laspia as atzma, as we find in Ibkiveger. And for that reason, our Gemara proves, if from the case of Isagura one sees we do not say shalei laspia as atzma, and for that reason the Haida is considered a good Haida, and one has a Haida as baldin kamei edim, so too we will say that the Haida is considered a Haida, and we will not say shalei laspia as banav. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat and the Shaila of our Gemara. In Tesis, on the other hand, we find that Tesis brings down another two Mahakam as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shaila of our Gemara. Tesis brings down Mashem the real Farish. Miam Rinon de Koni Reman Nashchimira Vim Omad Chazer. Aidoma Koni Lagamri Vim Omad Einai Chazer. In other words, our Gemara is a Shaila. In the case of Shchimira Shahida, is this that the Haidah works, midin matnas chimria, or do we say that the Haidah works and one has a matnas bari? And our Gemara proves from the case of Issur Giyura that the Haidah works midin matnas bari, since by Issur Giyura the Haidah cannot work midin matnas chimria, since it is leisa birusha, and kalecha de leisa birusha leisa b'matana. And since this that the Haidah works is midin matnas bari, for that reason the Allah is amad einai chayzer. That is how the Ri explains Pshat in the Shaila of our Gemara. Tesis brings down another Mahalach B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim. Tesis brings down B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila if the Da of the Shchimira works or not. And according to the Yesh Mefarshim, we do not say that the Da Vade works with Din Matna Shchimira, but rather there is a suffix if the da avish chimura works or not. And our Gemara is poshet from this that a da works by iser giura, that a da works even by a bari. That is the pshat of the Ishma Farshim that Tesis brings down. So again, according to both Mahalchim of Tesis, our Gemara is poshet from the case where iser giura that a da works even by a bari. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tesis. If the Shah of our Gemara is a Shaila, as far as the Da'as Paladin is concerned, if the Da'as Paladin is considered a Da'as Paladin or not, which is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara, on the other end, according to Tesis, our Gemara Shaila is if one has a Kinyan with his Da'ah. We'll clear this that the Rashbam argues on Tesis, is as we find in the Mukiyasif, that the Mukiyasif explains. This our Gemara is a Shaila of Shchimira Shahida, Lav or Memer Shemakna Baida, Doida Lav Kinyan Hu Labibori Veloy Bishchimira, Elahachi Kaminamem Ninam Baida Asi Shemoidish and Achosim Elo Shaplainihim. And for that reason, the Rashbam explains that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila if one has a Da'as Baldin or not. And so too we find in the Tfam Bava Metzia and Daf Mavav and in the Chuvas Harashma Chilak Dalet Simonon that these Rishonim understand that there is no Kinyan which takes place with one's Hida, but rather all one has is a regular Hida spiled in. That is a Chira, the Mahalach Beshitas HaRashbam. This, that Tesis argues, is because Tesis understands that our Gemara is a Tzad, and so too is the Maskana of our Gemara, that the way Hida works is not because one has a regular Hida spiled in, but rather the other person owns Kefi Hida Asai. And so too we find in Tesis, Mav Metzia and Daf Mavav and Aleph, and in Tesis and Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel. Now to explain this that we find, that according to Tesis our Gemara as a Tzad and so too is a Maskan of our Gemara, that the other person is Kaina Kefi Eida Asai, but here one has to understand, how does the Eida accomplish this that the other person is Kaina? But here all we have is a regular Eida spelled in. In the Tesirash Narasagi we find that the Tesirash explains this that there is a Kinyan based on one's Hida is only a takana madrabonim and atira. One is not kaina with this that one is maida, but rather the kinyan is only a kinyan mitakonas chachamim. And so too we find in the Machna Ephraim and Hochas kinyan meshichas and base, beshitas atrisvis, in Bavakama and Dav Koftaudam a base. On the other hand, in the Nesivis and Simon Samech, we find that the Nesivis proves and tases Bam Mitzian and Dafim Bavim and Alpha we mentioned before. That Tesis understands that Edisa is Kaina min Atayra. Now to explain Pshat, in this that there is a Kinyan of Edisa, and with one's Eda, the other person is Kaina Kefi Eda Asai, and as we find in Tesis on Metzia, the other person is Kaina Kinyan min Atayra, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Achrenim. Rabbi Chanan, in Kairit Shurim, in Eis Tav Kof Hamad Zayin, and so we find there Bshimin and Simon Chavav explain. That the reason why one is kaina with one's hida is because with one's hida, since we have a hida spalled in kameidim, for that reason, there is a gemira stas with one's hida that the other person should be considered the bailim, and therefore the akna is taking place with the gemira stas that one has with one's hida spalled in. That is how Bochanan explains the kinyan that takes place with one's hida. In the Chazon Ish Mavakama, on the other end, we find another Malach as far as how to explain the Kinyan of Edisa. The Chazon Ish explains, since with one's Eida, one has a Eida spelled in, and we relate to the money Kefi Eida Asai, for that reason the status of the money changes as well. The status of the money is dependent upon how we relate to the money. And for that reason, even though the Eida itself is not Makna the Mammon, and there is no haknas hamamim taking place with one's hida, but the status of the money will change memela according to one's hida. That is how the Chazon Ish explains pshat. In this, that with one's hida, now the mamim belongs to the person who one was made to. In the Neid Yehuda Madurakama Chesham Mishpat Siman Lamed Zayin, it is mashma that the Neid Yehuda understands the kinyan of Edisa with a different mahalach. As Neid Yehuda says, this one is Kaina Vaidisa, is because Aida hua kinyan hagodol shavachoa kinyonim. Vachira pshat in the Neid Yehuda is because Neid Yehuda understands this that other kinyonim work, is because other kinyonim are a way of showing that the lekeach is a bal hachefetz. For example, if the Lokeach is Magbia or Merishech the Chayfetz, with his Mashiach or Agbah, he is showing that he is the Baal HaChayfetz, and for that reason he is Kaina the Chayfetz. And for that reason, the Neid Yehuda explains that Hida is the biggest Kenyan, since with Hida one is showing that the other person is the Baal HaChayfetz. Since again, with one's Hida, one has a Hida's Baal Din. And based on this, that one has a Hida's Baal Din, which is Mechayiv us to treat the Chayfetz as if the chayfetz belongs to the other person, there is no better way of showing the bailas of the mekabel. And for that reason, the mekabel is kaina with the ida of the naisin. That is a third mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this, that the mekabel is kaina with the ida of the naisin. In the achrenim we find, this, the one is kaina with the kinyan of edisa, is only if he was made in front of edim. As we find in the Marsha and Maram in Gittin and Daf Yigimel Mabes, and so too we find in Rikivagram of Mitzia, on Daf Memvav and Aleph, and in the Ksais and Simon Mems of Katan Aleph. In the Achrenim we find that the Achrenim explain this, that when he's Edim in order to be Kaina, the Kinyan Edisa, is because the Kinyan of Edisa is based on this, that one has Hidas Baal Din, which is like any of the three Mahalchim that we mentioned before, since like any of the three Mahalchim one needs the Hidas Baal Din in order to have the Kinyan of Edisa. And therefore, in order to have Hidas Baal Din, one needs to be Meida of Ne'edim. Without a Hidab of Ne'edim, one does not have a Hidas Baal Din. And for that reason, in order to be Kinyan of a Kinyan of Edisa, one has to be Meida of Ne'edim. Based on this, one can say that there is no Hechrich that the Rashbam is Chilak on Tesvis. This I find in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam explains that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila. If one has a Hidas Baal Din or not, and our Gemara Shaila is a Shaila if we say that his Hidas was only Kedei Shaloi Laspi Esponav, and therefore one does not have a Hidas Baal Din, is not because the Rashbam understands that there is no Hakna of Hidas, but rather even if the Rashbam is to understand that there is a Hakna of Hidas, but still in order to have a Hakna of Hidas, one needs a Hidas Baal Din. And for that reason one can explain that it was Pasha to our Gemara that Hidas works. And there is a Kinyan of Hidah, and the Shaila of our Gemara is only a Shaila if one has a Hidah in order to have the Kinyan of Edisa. That is how one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam, and explain that even according to the Rashbam, there is a Kinyan of Edisa. In Tosis 4, on the Afkuf Mem Ches and Aleph, we find that Tosis asks the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this? I think Gemara says 4 in the Afkuf Mem Ches and Aleph. That Alva is Leisa Bebari, and therefore one should not be able to imakne alva b'man ashchimira, since in order to imakne b'man ashchimira, one needs to be isa b'bari. L'chayor, one has the ability to imakne alva b'idisa. Again, from Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that with Hida, one has the ability to imakne. And for the reason Tesis asks, that it should be considered isa b'bari, and for that reason one should be able to give alva b'matne ashchimira. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and Tosfos. As we find, the Bikivegar asks, if one cannot sell Ahava with other Kinyanim, what is Pshat that Tosfos understands that Edisa will work by Ahava? In what way is Edisa better than other Kinyanim? That for that reason, Tosfos understands that even though Shar Kinyanim do not work by Ahava, but still Edisa will work by Ahava. So here to explain Pshat and the Shita of Tosfos, one can explain based on this, how we mentioned before, B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish explains this, that one is kaina with one's Hidah, is not because there is an actual Akna taking place, but rather the status of the Mammon is Nikva, al pi the Dinei HaMammon. And for that reason, if one has a Hidah Baal Din, and we have a Din to treat the money, as if the money belongs to the Makabo, for that reason the status of the money will change, and now the money actually belongs to the Makabo. Based on this, one can say that even though one cannot be makna alva, but still a Hidas Baal Din will work on alva, and the status of the bailim on the alva will change according to the Hidas Baal Din. And with this, one can explain pshat in this that we find in the Aramah in our sugya, that the Aramah explains that with a Hidah one has the ability to be kaina even something which is not pershusei shel hanaisin. And even though generally speaking there is halacha that one cannot sell or be nesim matana something which is not pershusei, but still Edisa will work even on something which is not pershusei. And so too the Arama goes on to say that Hidisa will work even as far as something which is not Ba'ilam. And even though there is Alachav Eino de Makne Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, but so Hidisa will work even on something which is not yet Ba'ilam. So to explain Pshat in the Arama, one can explain Pshat in the Arama based on the Chazon Ish, that there is no actual Akno of Hidisa taking place, but rather all we have is Aidas Baldin, and the status of the money changes kefi the Aidas Baldin, since the Aidas Baldin is mechayev us how to treat the money. And for that reason, one will be kaina, even a dover she'ine b'shusei shel ha'nesin, and so too one will be kaina a dover she'loi b'loilam. But even though one can explain based on the Shita of the Chazon Ish Pshat in the Arama L'Chayah B'Shitas HaTesis, one cannot explain like the Chazon Ish, since according to the Chazon Ish, there is no Hakna taking place. L'Chayah, the fact that one happens to be Kaina Chayfetz with Aidas Baldin is not enough to be considered Isa Bebari. And for that reason, we will not be able to say Kohecha de Isa Bebari Isa B'Shchemera, and therefore one should not be able to give Alva B'Manna Shchemera. And if from Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that with an Aidisa, and the fact that one can be Makna Alva be Aidisa, from there one sees that Alva is Isa Bebari, okay, from Tesis one clearly sees that there is a Akna taking place, and with his Aida he is being Makna the Milva. And therefore again one can ask, what is Pshat that Tesis understands that even though one cannot be Makna a Milva b'shakunyanim, but still one can be Makna a Milva b'kinyan Aidisa? So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Taisa Zachar, one can explain based on this that we find that the Taisa Zachar says in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet of Katan Dalet, that even though a Dover She'ine B'Rishusei is not Nikne B'Hidisa, but still this that Taisa understands, that one has the ability Makne Milva Alpe B'Hidisa, is because Taisa understands that a Milva is Choshe B'Rishusei, which is the Shita of the Balmar in Bava Kama. And since a Milva is Choshe B'Rishusei, and this, that one cannot be makna milva, is only because one cannot do a maisa kinyan to a milva, since a milva is leisa be'en. For that reason, as far as Edisa is concerned, that the akna is taking place with this, that one has a gemirastas, as we mentioned before, b'shem abochanan. For that reason, the akna of gemirastas will apply and will work by a milva. And for that reason, Taisus asks that since one has the ability makna milva b'edisa, for that reason it should be considered isa b'bari, and therefore we should say that one has the ability to give ahava b'manna shchimera. That is achira, what one sees with shitas ha-Taisus. Now getting back to our Taisus again, Taisus explains in his first pshat that the shayla of our gemara is a shayla. Do we say the b'yishchimera shahida? All one has the regular manna shchemira, and for that reason the lacha will be ma'amad chazer, just like any manna shchemira b'kula. Or do we say that what is taking place is a matnas bari, and a da works by a bari, and for that reason the lacha will be ma'amad einay chazer? L'chayr, one has to understand pshat and tesis, even if we are to say that a da works by a bari, and therefore when a shchemira is made, one has a da that can work by a bari, but still the halacha should be ma'amar chayzer, just like if a shchemira made a kinyan. That even though he made a kinyan, but still the halacha is ma'amar chayzer. And so too we should say that if a shchemira made a kinyan of Aida, so too the halacha should be ma'amar chayzer. So if we are to say this Aidisa works, is as he mentioned before, b'shem the Chazon Ish, that there is no hakna b'Aidisa taking place, but rather with his Aidas Baldin, the status of the money memela changes, then one can explain this, that our Gemara understands that if Hida works by a bari, then the halacha will be ma'amar einay chazer, is because if Hida works by a bari, this Hida works by a bari, is because the status of the money changes kefi Hida's baldin, and there is no hakna taking place. And since there is no hakna taking place, for that reason one cannot say that we have hakna al tnai, and that hakna is al dash hayamos, but rather, the Makabal will be Kaina even if he is Ahmad, and for that reason, the halacha will be Ahmad Einay Chazer. But as he mentioned before from Taisus, on Avkof Mamches, one clearly sees that Taisus understands that there is Akna taking place with one's Haidah. And for that reason, again, one can ask, if so, even if a bari has a kinyan of Adisa, but still that lacha should be a mamar chayzer, just like any manash chimera with a kinyan. So to explain pshat and this, Tesis understands that if haida will work by a bari, then that lacha will be a mamar chayzer. We find that Bochanan explains as follows, that since this that kinyan haida works is because we have a gemira stas, and the Gemira Stas is dependent upon this, that one has Aydas Paladin. Since the Aydas Paladin is even Al Atzad, that he will be Oymid. For that reason, so too one has the Gemira Stas, even Al Atzad, that he will be Oymid. And for that reason, the Allah is a Ma'amad Einai Chayzer. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains Pshat in our Tesis. In Tesis, as we mentioned before, Tesis brings down B'Shem the Yesh Mefarshim. Another Pshat as far as how to understand the Shail of our Gemara, and Tesis understands in the Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim that even though he is a Shchemira, it is not Parshat that by Oida one will be able to apply the Halacha of Matna Shchemira. In Tesis, in his first Pshat B'Shem, the Rea on the other end, Tesis understands that even if Oida does not work by a Bari but still it is Parshat, that we will be able to apply the halacha of matna shchemira to aida, and aida will work me din matna shchemira. V'chir one can explain pshat in the machlekes between the two pshatim of Tesis as follows. This that Tesis in his second pshat understands, that if aida does not work by a bari, it will not necessarily work by a shchemira, mean din matna shchemira, is because in order to have matna shchemira, one needs the Maisa Kinyan of the Rishchimra Keksuvin Ukimisurin Damya. And therefore, the fact that one was Maida, that his Nechasim belonged to someone else, and from there one sees that he wants his Nechasim to belong to someone else, that itself will not be enough to have the Aknav Divrishchimra Keksuvin Ukimisurin Damya. Such an Amira cannot be considered a Maisa Kinyan in order to have the Halacha of Matnash Chimera. This that Tesis in his first Pshat understands, that it is Parsha that even if Haida will not work by a Bari, but still we will have the Halacha of Matna Shchemira, is because Tesis in his first Pshat understands that the way Matna Shchemira works is not because with his Amira one has a Maisa Kinyan of Divri Shchemira Keksuvin Ukimisurin Damya, but rather all one needs is a Gilui Das, as long as he was Megal Das, that he wants his Nechasim to belong to someone else, that itself is enough for us to apply the Halacha of Matna Shchemira. In the B'Kveger and Avkof Mem Ches on the base, we find that B'Kveger brings down the following Shaila. If a Shchemira said, Yito Peres Dekel, that the Halacha is like Mahani, since it is considered a Dover Shalei B'Loilam, and for that reason, it is Leis the Babari, and therefore we will say, Kal hecha de leisa bebari leisa b'shchemira. What is the halacha if at the time of the Amira Vito Peres Dekel, the Peres were not yet b'olam, but at the time of his Misa Kfar Godlu HaPeres, do we say, De boi b'shas amirase shia b'olam, da amirase have ke kinyan bari, oi de donin de chosh oi chazar nimshach amirase ad shas misasei, uki utziva b'shas misasei. Rabbi Kveger proves from Tesis and Gittin and Dafidaron on a base that from Tesis and Gittin one sees that as long as B'Shas Misa the Peiros were Ba'ilam, that itself is enough to have Matna Shchemera. Ochero one can explain Pshat and Tesis and Gittin and Dafidaron on a base based on this that we mentioned in the first Pshat of our Tesis, that the way Divrei Shchemera works is not because one has a Akna with one's Amira, but rather all one needs is a Gilui Das, and as long as one has a Gilui Das, then we will apply the Halacha of Matna Shchemira. And for that reason, the Gilui Das of the Matna Shchemira is Kayim B'Shas Misasei, and with the Gilui Das that one has B'Shas Misasei, one will be able to be Kain of the Peiros that are Ba'ilam at the time of his Misa. In the Sefer HaTrumas and Sharon and Aleph Chelek Ches, we find that the Sefer HaTrumas brings down B'Shem Ikam and Damer, that Edisa only works by a Shchemira, and only a Shchemira has a Kinyan of Edisa. And so too we find in the Tashbetz and Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Chav Hei, that only by a Shchemira will Edisa work, since by a Shchemira one has the Halacha of Divrei Shchemira Keksuvin Ukim Esurin Dami, on the other end by a bari. Mikni nechasa bayda, since one is missing in a maisa kenyan. Now, one has to understand pshat in the ikaman damer that the sefer chumas brings down, and so too pshat in the shita of the tashbates that edisa only works by a shchemira. If so, what is pshat in this that by iser geyura, iser geyura had the ability to makna by edisa, even though iser geyura happened to be a shchemira. But by iser geyura, one cannot apply the halacha on the shchemira as one sees in our Gemara. Since man na shchemira keyusha shaviur abanan kolecha deleisa beyusha leisa beman na shchemira, and therefore if we are to say that edisa only works by a shchemira, by iser geyura edisa should not work, and so do we find in Tesis that Tesis says from this edisa worked by iser geyura, one can prove that edisa works by vari, since by iser geyura one does not have the parsha man na shchemira, since it is leisa beyusha. So to explain pshat in the ikam and the omar of the Sefer Trumas and the shita of the Tashbates, v'chayah one has to say as we find in the Achrinim, this our Gemara says, that by iser geyura we can apply the halacha of man na shchemira, since it is leisa b'yerusha, for that reason it is leisa b'matana, since man na shchemira's k'yerusha shavu rabbanon is only as far as this, one cannot have a man na shchemira which is chal achar misa. As far as a man na shchemira being able to be chal achar misa, we say kirusha shavu rabbanon, for that reason kol hecha de leisa b'yerusha leisa b'man na shchemira. But as far as this, that the v'shchemira are k'ksuvin u'k'mesurin, and one does not need a maisa kinyan, that halacha man hashchemira will apply even to iser geyura. And for that reason by edisa, that the kinyan of edisa is chal mechayim. The only problem by edisa is this, that all one has is a dibur, and one does not have a maisa kinyan. For that reason we will say that by hashchemira, since by hashchemira there is halacha to v'shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin, for that reason edisa will work by hashchemira, and even by hashchemira who is leisa b'yerusha. This that Tesis explains, that from iser geyura one can prove that edisa works by a bari. Since by iser geyura cannot work mitin man hashchemira, since it is leisa b'yerusha, is either because Tesis understands that by edisa there is no divrei shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin, as we mentioned before, pshat in the second mahalach of Tesis, or one can say that even according to the first mahalach of Tesis, that by edisa one has divrei shchemira, but still Tesis understands this, that divrei shchemira works, and one does not need a maisa kinyan, is only because we say kirusha shavu rabbanon, and therefore the entire halacha man hashchemira, both this one is kinyan achar misa, and this that we say divrei shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin, are all dependent upon this, that we say kirusha shavu rabbanon, and for that reason by iser geyura, who is leisa b'yerusha, for that reason he will not have the halacha divrei shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin dami as well. And for that reason, if edisa works by iser geyura, so too one can prove that edisa will work by a bari. In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks on this that Rava was makpid, and Rava said, kamagamri tainasa lenchia mafsadili, what happened to mitzvah kayim divrei hameis? And Tesis goes on to ask, v'alid ha'dakayim onu kamonu v'chodokhti divrei shchemira keksuvin u'kemesurin damu, teipakoy de mitzvah kayim divrei hameis haman de islay. In a b'kvega we find the following to me on Tesis, what is pshat in this that Tesis asks, who needs divrei shchemira if one has mitzvah kayim divrei hameis? There is a tremendous nafkamina between mitzvah kayim divrei hameis and divrei shchemira, in a case that the Yisraimim gave the chayfetz to someone else. That as far as halacha divrei shchemira, we will say that the first person was kayna, and the person who the Yisraimim gave the chayfetz to has to return the chayfetz to the original mekabel. On the other hand, as far as mitzvah kayim divrei hameis, the lekeach will be kayna. And Kvega goes on to say that there is another nafkamina as well. If the Yisraimim have a mitzvah priyas chayiv, the Kvega is mitzadid, that the mitzvah of priyas chayiv will take precedence to the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So from this, our Tesis asks, who needs the v'shchemira teipakwe, that there is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? From Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is not just a mitzvah ba'alma, but rather there is a chalos kinyan that is taking place. And for that reason, one can explain pshat in this, Rabbeinu Tam answers the kasha by saying that we will not be able to apply the halacha mitzvah kayim divrei hameis in our sugya, since it is leisa b'yerusha, And in order to have the mitzvah kaim divrei meis, one needs to be isei birusha. This Rabbi Natam understands that one needs to be isei birusha in order to have mitzvah kaim divrei meis. Is a choyah because mitzvah kaim divrei meis is not just a mitzvah, but rather there is a haknah taking place, and therefore one needs to be isei birusha in order to have the haknah of mitzvah kaim divrei meis. That is a choyah. How one can explain pshat in Tosfos and explain pshat in the Teretz of Rabbi Natam. This, that one needs the Isei Birusha in order to have the Haknah of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis, can be explained as we mentioned before, since only if the Nason is the Isei Birusha do we see his Koyach in the Maman Lacha Misa. And in order to have the Haknah of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis, one needs that the Koyach of the Nason is Kayim even Lacha Misa. And for that reason, one needs Isei Birusha. So again, from our Tosfos Ochir, one sees that Tosfos understands that mitzvah kayim divrei meis is not just a regular mitzvah, but rather there is a haknah taking place. In the Ramban and the Ran, we find on the other end that the Ramban and the Ran do not ask the kasha that our Tosfos asks, that who needs the vishchemira typically mishum mitzvah kayim divrei meis, but rather they ask that b'manah shchemira b'miktsas we should apply the halacha of mitzvah kayim divrei meis. Bukhir from the Ramban and the Ran, one sees that the Ramban and the Ran understand the mitzvah kayim divrei meis is a mitzvah ba'alma, and there is no haknah taking place, and for that reason the Ramban and the Ran understand that one needs divrei shchemira, and mitzvah kayim divrei meis will not take the place of divrei shchemira, since again mitzvah kayim divrei meis is not a kinyan. And for that reason the Ramban and the Ran only ask that by mana shchemira b'miktsas, what happened to mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? In the Ran and Gittin, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph B'Shem HaRamban, we find that the Ran answers Tosfos' kasha in our sugya by saying that by a ger lo shayach mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis mishum davei hefker la'achar misa. Now, here one can explain pshat in the teretz of the Ran B'Shem HaRamban with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in the teretz of the Ran B'Shem HaRamban by saying that the Ramban means to say that since the ger is leisei birusha, for that reason, we do not see his koyach in the moment la'achar misa, and therefore nichse ager are completely hefker la'achar misa sager, and for that reason, we cannot have the haknah of mitzvah kaim divrei hameis la'achar misa, which is similar to this that we mentioned before as far as how to explain the teretz of Rabbi Natam, that since ager is leisei birusha, for that reason, we will not apply the halacha of mitzvah kaim divrei hameis. Or one can explain that the Ramban and the Ran are going to Shitasayu understand that mitzvah kayim divrei meis is a mitzvah ba'oma. And therefore, since nechse gerish meis are hefker, the person who is zeichem in a chasam does not have a mitzvah kayim divrei meis. He's being zeichem in a hefker. And for that reason, by a gerish meis, there is no mitzvah kayim divrei hameis. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the teretz of the Ran and the Ramban, and the Ran and the Ramban are going to Shitasayu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.